Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of build the song on top of it, you know, just like a bass line or
guitar line or vocals or whatever. So yeah, it's basically just like on the spot production. But I mean,
and
it's
you taught a lot of
too. It's, I'm not just making it up, but.
But I, hey man, I appreciated that because ain't too many people do that. So that's why I appreciated it. And it let people know the artistry, how you put stuff together. And everybody's like, wow, they were on you then after that song. You had them in your hand right then. And I was definitely feeling you from the first song. So during the little intermission, I walked up to you and told you. And we finally got you on the show now. And I'm glad to have you on.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you having me. Thank you. Thank you, definitely. Wow. Yeah, it was a good night. That was a good night, you know, for sure. I enjoyed myself, so it was cool.
Yeah, it was amazing, man. You was the highlight of the night besides my friend being up there. I was glad I came after that. So I was really blown away. And then I bought the CD. It was From a Bird.
Yeah.
And I bought that CD right then because that's the only one you had. And I listened to it, and I was like, man, I am amazed. Because I love music. I do music. I write, too. I love music, and when I listened to it, I was just straight up amazed. So how did you start? Give us the beginnings of how you started doing this.
I basically picked up a guitar when I was in high school, and I started kind of playing along to the records I was listening to, and I kind of started writing songs from early on. It was just kind of like a natural thing, you know, just trying to put like lyrics and melodies to music. But yeah, that's kind of how I started. I mean, I played in a couple bands. I played in one band in Southern California for about 10 years. And, you know, that was, we were kind of, you know, somewhat popular here for a while. And then I just started kind of hitting the road and doing my solo thing. So, I've been doing it for a little while. And, you know, but I just, you know, I was listening to a whole bunch of really good stuff when I was younger, you know, like Stevie Wonder, Al Green, Bill Withers, you know, all that kind of stuff, Donny Hathaway. So they were just, you know, great influences to me, and Bob Marley as well. So,
well, I'm gonna play this song.
I was just inspired, you know.
I'm gonna play this song off of the From a Bird CD called Replay. I want Ant.
Oh yeah.
Because Ant don't know. He in the dark right now. On the line talking to you, Kevin. He in the dark right now, but I'm getting ready to give him an education right now. This is Replay by Kevin Sandblom.
Replay it all over again. I'm gonna think on it again. Where I know I've been, there are things I can never repair. And I'm gonna think on it again. Where I know I've been, there are things I can never repair. I'm alright, no, I can't take it back. Replay it all over again. Replay it all over again. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
What I mean? and it's like he's taking you there, but when you listen to the lyrics, you're going, man, that is some Steely Dan lyrics right there. Right there for real, because I listen to the words more than so the music. I love the music, but I listen to the words, right, too. You got to make sense for me to actually like the whole package. And I'm just sitting there blown away because I want to write like that. But, shoot, I don't know nothing about no air coming off the mountains of Iraq. I don't know nothing about it. So I can't write about it.
Well, man, that's a high compliment. I appreciate you, man.
That's why I listened to it. I was like, you know, picking these songs, I kept on listening a little bit more intently, and I found myself just listening like, yo, you got to pick some songs, bro. Come on now. You can't just be listening to the whole album again. But where have you performed? I know it's been all over, but just name some of the spots you've been at.
New Rican Cafe in New York. I've been to okay, man, I'm just doing a little interview real quick. Sorry. I got to open up for Saul Williams in Atlanta actually recently. Or that was like last December. So that was pretty cool. I'm just kind of all over, you know. I mean, I traveled the whole United States. I was just in Chicago. Did a couple spots there. You know, I mostly do like poetry venues. So,
right, and that's going to take me to this Soul Troubadour. Is that like a show as far as showing all your talents?
Well, that's actually a play. It's a one man show.
Right.
So I'm doing like monologues and like some spoken word and some music, building some songs, and you know what I mean. I'm doing what I was doing on stage, you know, when you saw me.
Right.
As far as like producing the songs, but it's kind of like I'm using the songs as like background music to what I'm playing. So I'll just build like a loop and build some sounds and then just kind of speak over that or do some poems over that. And so it's kind of just a whole like journey, you know what I'm saying? It's like 90 minutes. Kind of talking about everything. I'm talking about my life. I'm talking about my influences. I'm talking about, you know, getting married. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff. So it's just kind of like a little journey like through my life, basically. So,
and congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
Before I got in contact with him, and he had just got married, like after I had got in contact with him after he performed down here in Atlanta. And one thing, the success to marriage, since I've been married 8 years successfully, she's always right, okay?
Yeah.
if you get that, even when they wrong, and you say she always right, you got it in the bag, bro.
I think I got
that's 20 years
I got that
right
one.
There.
I think I got that one,
brother. Ant, I know you wanted to elaborate more on the music that you just heard.
Anything, Taz, that you know that's, you know, soulful like that, man, it's going to catch your attention. It's going to catch my attention. You know, that's music right there that you can just really sit back and really enjoy. You know, you can understand the lyrics. You love the music. You know, the beats and all that. You love the guitar play. You know, and I'm a big fan of that stuff. So, you know, I'm very impressed. You know, I can't wait to hear the next song.
Hey, I'm getting ready to play it. This song, Blue, which is a remake of a Joni Mitchell song. How did you come up on that and wanted to redo that, Kevin?
It was an idea that I had been thinking about for a couple of years, working on kind of, I talked to a couple of friends about, you know, trying to like cover a whole album. And I was talking to a friend one day, and we were talking about that one, and I it just seemed like the perfect album to try and do that with. It was a challenge for sure, but I just love the song. It's very, a very soulful record, and you know, slightly melancholy, which is kind of like right up my alley. So yeah, I mean, I just forged ahead and worked them out, worked the song out. So you know, it came out, I think, pretty good. One of the songs actually is getting has been on one of the local stations here in LA. It's been on pretty frequently for the last couple of years. They got it in rotation on this one station. So that, you know, that's been pretty cool. People call me every once in a while. I'm like, hey, you're on the radio. So, so that's good. It, you know, it turned out pretty well. Pretty happy with it.
Is the song Blue?
Songs are like tattoos, you know I've been to see before. Crown and anchor me, or let me sail away. Hey, Blue, here is a song for you. Ink on a pen, underneath the skin, an empty place to fill it. Well, there's so many thinking, gotta keep thinking you can make it through these winds. Yeah, ass and booze and ass, needles, guns and grass, lost a last, lost a last. Come on, Blue, oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody's saying, hell, this is the way to go. I don't think so, but I'm gonna take a look at these
I told my wife I gotta have that believe, in Las Vegas, Los Angeles CD.
Yeah.
And she said, well, who is it? I told her, oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to get that. Because she's a fan, too.
I'm still dancing, y'all. I'm still dancing. I'm going to grow a sexy party.
Nice. So, Kevin, you're going to take this Soul Troubadour around the United States then, right? And hopefully hopefully you come through Atlanta so I can come and see it.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the places I would love to do it because, you know, I have that's one of my a strong city for me as far as having a following and good support there. So I would really love to do it there. I'm actually currently doing I'm doing a Indiegogo, a fundraiser for the show. And because it costs, it's a theater piece, and I have to, when I'm booking it in theaters, you know, it's a little different than, you know, booking a show at a bar or a club or whatever. But,
right.
You know, they usually want, deposits and the whole, thing. So I'm doing an Indiegogo campaign to, raise funds so I can just get a little seed money so I can start booking the show, across country.
Right.
If anybody is interested in contributing, it's at Indiegogo. If you look up Soul Troubadour, a one-man show, you will definitely find the page where you can contribute some money. And actually, all the contributions come with a perk. So you know, if you contribute $25, I'm going to do a CD of all the songs in the show. So there's one level where you can get a CD and a poster. You know, there's another level where you can get a CD and a T-shirt and a poster. All the, you know, so there's lots of really good things you can get there for contributing. You know, there's one level where you can get a DVD of the show, a whole DVD of the show. So, it's you know, there's a lot to get. You know, with
right.
contributions. So, if anybody, please visit the page and help out if you can. And because I really want to bring it to Atlanta, you know, for sure, and bring it, you know, cross country.
What would you consider your music to be classified as? Soul, jazz, neo soul even. I mean, you could cross over to almost soft country too, a little bit on some of the tracks.
Sure.
I mean. Just you could go to a couple of different genres, but which one do you consider yourself being?
I think mainly it's kind of blues, soul crossover kind of thing. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different influences there. There's jazz and there's folk, and you know, some other things. But I feel like mainly the vibe people get from me is more of a blues.
Right.
Kind of thing, you know. It's rooted, definitely rooted in blues.
Have you ever considered yourself doing a jazz CD?
Yeah, I would love to. Actually, I've been thinking about it for a really long time. Come together. What I'd like to do is a trio CD, brushes, drums, and stand up bass.
Right.
And make a real, and have a real, kind of jazz. Leaning towards the jazz or any kind of thing. The problem is that all the guys that I really want to play with, they're always out of town at different times. So, you know, when one guy's in town, the other dude's out of town. And so, it's just hard to, get the players I want to play with together at the same time. So, I'm working on it, though. I'm working on it, for sure.
And also, reading your bio, I've seen you was you had a featured appearance on the ABC family series Lincoln Heights. I used
mm-hmm.
to watch that, and I'm like, I must have missed that one. So you actually, what did you do? You played yourself, or
yes,
as
you know,
as
beginning of the show, sometimes they have people playing in the cafe.
Right.
Yeah, that was it. I just was playing in the beginning of the show, and they showed me playing this one song. It was a song on From a Bird. It was Trouble. And so yeah, and then I just on, man, we're gonna go jam or whatever. And and we walked out, you know. So that was it.
Okay, cool. The Beautiful Ones, and he redid a Prince song on this Viva Los Angeles CD, which I was like, when I heard it, I said, yeah, I see him singing this one for real. So this was another one you wanted to do?
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of randomly, actually. I heard that song, and I was like, man, I remember the song from, you know, way back, and I just really love that song. I love everything about it, so I decided to try and tackle it. It was not really, it was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. I had been working on it in the studio, and I just decided, like, I'm gonna go for it. I'll just take a stab and see what happens, but...
It sounds good. This is it sounds good to me. I was like,
good.
Yeah, I like this song. I always liked it anyway, but I like it even more now.
Awesome.
The Beautiful Ones.
Thank you.
man. I know you over there jamming too. go on ahead. Don't say that.
Well, you know I'm still over here jamming, man. This is incredible, man. Kevin, you have incredible talent, man. This is a blessing. This is a blessing to hear real music and real artists and real music for once. And you know, I'm just sitting back, kicked back and relaxing, hoping that you know, Kaz, I don't think an hour is long enough, bro. I really don't.
It ain't long enough, man. But Kevin, next time you got some new material, man, make sure you hit me up. But more than likely, I'm going to hear it before you do, even though you made it. I'm going to hit you up before then. So knowing me, I'm always on the lookout listening to people that I like and I appreciate, and I love music to the core. If you were to come to my house and see all the music I have and music I've done, you'll be like, man, this cat really into it hard. So when I listen to somebody that I really enjoy and I feel like I'm vibing with, I'm really, you know, really into their music as a whole, and your music is the bomb, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Give your information out so people can hit you up, actually buy some of the CDs, and actually find out about this Soul Troubadour.
Yeah, well, you can find everything at kevinsandbloom.com. Sam Bloom is spelled like sand, like the beach, bloom, like a flower. And, yeah, just go to kevinsandbloom.com, and pretty much you can find everything there. You can find music. You can find a link to the Soul Troubadour page. You can find a link to iTunes. You can find a link to my YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff.
Again.
And Bandcamp as well. Go to Bandcamp.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Well, again, thank you again for coming in, man. Like I said, I love your music. And any last words?
Real music. Real music. That's all I can say. I love it. Real music.
Thank you, bro.
And I'm still waiting at the grown and sexy line to get inside the club. You know?
Okay.
Thank you, Kev. Take care, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that was refreshing, right, Ant?
Yeah, it was. That was very refreshing. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. You know, that guy was awesome. He was awesome.
And I know you were like to yourself, where did Taz find these cats? I find them, bro. But I said I had to have him on the show because I just was like, man, blown away when I seen him on stage performing at that hip hop church. That's what I call it. It wasn't no real. It was a hip hop church.
Hip hop church.
Still did a mug. It was a hip hop church. Had a stage and everything. It was a church, but it was like on Thursday night, and they had a comedy. You know, clean comedy and whatnot, and they had him performing in the middle of the comics. It was very good, man. Very good.
Well, I'm glad you saw him because, you know, he would have never been on your show today, and we would have never been.
You ain't kidding, had I not seen him. But
yeah,
I'm glad
man.
I did too. Now I know to be on the lookout. When I tell him, I'm going to hear it before you even do it. Oh, I'm going to play. Some of the excerpts of some of the stuff we've done over the past couple of years. This is my girl, Rolanda 700, who will be down here for the house party on Wednesday of that week. And we the Eat Fest will start on Wednesday.
You said that was in October, right?
October the 12th, which is a Saturday. Before Columbus Day.
Uh-oh. I may not make it, Tad.
Yeah, you might be in school, right?
Not only in school, you know, but my money is tied, you know, as it is, you know. So, you know,
right.
I just moved here, so
yeah,
I hope I can make it down there. But
let me know something, man. We talk about it off air. Let me know something.
Okay.
You driving, right?
Oh no, man. I'll if I come, I'll end up probably flying or something.
Okay then. Let me know something then.
Okay. I'll definitely will.
This is Rolanda and me clowning around. And Lord knows what is on here, so it just say Ro and Taz, and I know it's something stupid.
This is TAZ of ATAZ Live on Blog Talk Radio, also on ATAZP.com. Got a lot of spots, don't I? I'm glad to say that Rolanda 700 is the first one here for this year's fifth annual ATAZP house party. She came early for the eating. You didn't want to miss no food, nigga. Go on, say something.
See,
say, let people know.
No, but see, this is what I was going to say, but you already busted me out before I could even open my mouth. I was going to say, this year I was here primarily just for the company of the ATAZP family, and food was not heavily prevalent on my mind.
And she lied. You lie so gracefully. For the ATAZP family. Yeah, there ain't no family here, except me. The family coming later. Them niggas come. Gina L. come in tonight. Ron L. come in tomorrow,
Friday.
Along with my sister.
Your sister comes Friday.
Let me see. Who else? Hopefully Jerry be with him.
Jerry Bear coming Friday or not?
We don't know because I text Ron and Ron ain't never texted me back.
I told you not to text Ron.
I know, but I didn't text Jerry. Because Ron is the one working on him.
Let me drink some Plum Smart. Hold on.
And we are Plum Smarting today. Plum Smart is the heavy and the best alternative next to milk or magnesia.
Look, the next 180 moment is going to be about natural alternatives.
Have you had fiber in your life? I can see it already.
We're going to talk about natural alternatives.
Well, Ro, it's good having you here.
It's always good to be here, Jack. I love being here. It's a fabulous mansion. It's lovely to be in TAZville.
No, this ain't no mansion. It's a mansion.
I'm in the hood. It's a mansion.
Mansion. You gotta mention. You gotta mention it to
mansion.
Other people.
Look, a mansion.
A mansion.
They gonna like, where was you? When I get back, I'm not gonna say I was in the mansion, because when I get back to the hood, I'm like, I was in the big house. It's always good though, Taz. It just seems like it's been a year.
It's been that long, because I every other year I was gonna do a conference, but.
The July thing?
Yeah. I may have to start that back up when we move to D.C. Because there are a lot of artists that I know up in D.C. and New York, New Jersey, all that area.
D.C. is drivability, man. I could drive to D.C.
Yeah, instead of fly.
Yeah.
So what about Granny? How is she doing? And she takes another swiggle of this Plum Smart, drinking it like it's Alize, y'all.
I got a plum.
We was tripping. Needless to
say. It sounds like it, too.
Oh, we get stupid all the time. Stupid all the time. This is Rolanda 700 and well, I don't know. Did I ever play you the marriage between Granny and Blacker?
I believe you did. But, not quite sure though. Play it again.
There you go. He sound like play it again, Sam. this is me, my cousin J Bug. Rolanda 700 as Granny, me as Bigger the Blacker. The marriage at the Justice of the Peace.
Come on, Granny. You know we got to get down here to this Justice of the Peace and get mad. Man, nip. You know you can't be rushing me. We've been waiting all this time to get married. What's a couple more hours? Now, just, I'm coming.
You the one that was
like,
delaying
I'm
us.
I'm coming. Do you have the papers? Do you have the papers?
Yes, I got the papers.
Oh, Lord.
Is your blood test all right, Granny?
Did you?
I don't want to catch nothing when we do it.
Now, do you want to marry me or not? Now, don't go in here talking no trash. Now,
I love you.
In this place, and then you're going to front off on me about some stuff.
Of course, the tape had a skip. Can you believe that? But I'm sure I played that before for you, Ann.
Yeah, I heard it.
I said, I don't want to catch it up when we do it. Oh, my God. I had to hold my stomach on that one. Boy, you stupid. Oh, man. Also, let me see. I'm looking. I got a long list of stuff, man, in here. This is Talib Kweli. Give him hell. And this is actually, if you listen to the words, a gospel song. But the title of it is called Give Him Hell.
Ready or not,
we know that what we read, we sow, but we forget.
Hey.
How low we can go. We can get mad here on earth, but if we don't get to heaven, oh hell,
it's all going to hell. It's all going to hell.
Yep.
We live in
hell.
Yep. They give us
hell.
Sunday dressing up, catching God's at his worst. Couldn't see the difference in the Baptist and the Catholic Church. Caught up in the rapture of the first chapter and second verse. And we all God's children, it was the word of the Reverend Worth. Too early the faith is blind, like justice when you face a time. If we all made in God's image, and that means his face is mine. Waiter, is that blasphemy? It's logical, it has to be. If I don't look like my father, then the way I live is bastardly. Naturally, that's confusion to a youngin' trying to follow Christ. Taught that if you don't know Jesus, then you lead a hollow life. Never question the fact that Jesus was Jewish, not a Christian, nor that Christianity was law according to politicians. Who was King James? And why did he think that it was so vital to remove chapters and make his own version of the Bible? They say hell is underground and heaven is in the sky, and they say that's where you go when you die. But how they know?
We know that what we read,
hey,
we sow, but we forget how low.
Many verses. I dealt with my base self. I control my many urges. I used to study my lessons. That was a blessing, not a curse. I learned that heaven and hell exist right here on earth. Word. Study with Rastafarians and learn from the dress that hell is called Babylon, and that's where them crazy bullheads dwell. They got us thinking that Muslims like to make bombs. Real Muslims are leaving paradise to resist the shaitan. So it all sounds the same to me. That's why when they say one's right and the other's wrong, it just sounds like game to me. It's like God skipped past the church and came to me. No, that ain't vain to me. It's just a particular way that I came to see. The difference between those that claim to be religious and those that say they're spiritual. I recognize that life is full of miracles. You can see my glow in the rhyme, the poem divine, cause it coincides with the growing tide of those who looking for God and know they're going south.
We know that what we read,
for absolution, the gas producer psychopath produced the last solution based on his interpretation of what the words are saying, trying to get to God but ended up doing the work of Satan. Religion creates division, make the Muslim hate the Christian, make the Christian hate the Jew, make the rules of faith that you condition to and gotta follow, and God forbid you go to hell. But if you ever walk through any ghetto, then you know it well.
What I see, that girl.
Hey, man, and call me about that, you know, sit-yo with the house party thing.
Okay, I definitely will, bro.
All right, then. Here we go. Bounce by Kevin Sandboom.
Here we go again.